So the question is that we have a scientific account of, say, how life came on the earth. And so where exactly the souls come from in this process? The soul is non-material. And when the soul is existing in this material realm, it needs a body for functioning. It needs a body for functioning because this is the physical realm, just like, say, when scientists go into outer space. If they go to some other planet, the atmosphere there is different. And they can't function in their normal body. They need some special space suits which customize them so that they can work in that atmosphere. Like that for the soul, the body, this is an alien atmosphere for the soul. And it needs an appropriate apparatus for functioning in this alien atmosphere. And that appropriate apparatus is the physical body. And so the souls, there are many souls existing in this world who are transmigrating through different species. And depending on the level of spiritual evolution of the souls, the soul gets an appropriate body. And one of the characteristics of the soul is that it is not affected by anything material. That means that even when, say, there could be atmospheric conditions which are hostile for us humans to live, or even for life forms as we know them on Earth, as we know life as we know it on Earth to be possible, the soul can have some other body which is appropriate for the environment it is in. So the point which I'm making here is that our account of history is centered on the assumption that life as we know it now is the kind of life that has existed in the past, and then how it has moved forward, how it has come about. That's what we talk about. But the soul is not dependent on any particular material condition. The soul needs the appropriate material body for functioning in the world. But the soul itself is non-material. So whatever environment it is, the soul may acquire an appropriate body. So once we get into the zone of history, then it's a whole different field. And especially if we go into history that goes back millennia, it's a zone of huge speculation. Because even philosophers of science and even scientists acknowledge that whenever science goes into origins, whether it is origin of life or whether it is origin of the universe, then the whole study becomes very speculative. Because we have very, very little information about it. And from little information, we have to make a huge amount of extrapolation. Huge amount of extrapolation. If we consider the universe itself, we see that how much of the vast universe can we observe? The Earth and maybe some of the vicinity of the solar system. But beyond that, the universe is so big. So when we try to get an account of the history of the universe, it's very speculative. So there's a physicist, John Wheeler, one of his students asked him that, sir, there are so many cosmological theories. How do I wrap my head around all of them? So he says, don't worry. He says, if you miss a bus, a girl, or a cosmological theory, because in a few minutes, another one is coming.
It's a typical materialistic joke, but the point is that
cosmological theories are very speculative.
So
when it comes to origins, science does not work on induction. Induction means we do observe, and we do repeated experiments, and then we come to a conclusion. But when we go about origins, you cannot subject the origin of the universe to a repeated experiment. We can't tell the universe, please originate again, I want to observe you. Originating. So it's a very speculative field. And we can't go, let's not go into that. The principle over here is that the soul is non-material, and whichever material environment it is put in, it can acquire an appropriate body and function accordingly. So at different times, in different situations, the soul's acquiring a body can vary. So for example, in human form, it is said that when a man and a woman unite, the soul enters through the man's sperm into the woman's womb. And they unite, and that's how the growth happens. Now, other species, say in plants, it will happen differently. Plants, there's pollination that happens. The soul can come from one of the pollen grains that are going from one plant to another. So in different species, the exact manifesty, way in which the soul will enter into a particular material body and acquire that body, that can vary. Because nature itself is variegated in the way it replicates itself. The specific is not as important as universal. Universal is that the soul can acquire a body according to its biological environment and function in that body. Does that address your question?
Yeah, but are there